Welcome to Loving People to the Cross. I'm Pastor Tom Crandall. I'm so excited that you've joined us today. I hope and pray that this word from the Lord encourages you and uplifts you in your spirit. And I hope it draws you to walk closer with Him. Remember, after the podcast, stick around for one more message from me, your host, Pastor Tom Crandall. God bless you, my friend.
This morning, I want to invite you to go to Genesis chapter 22. Genesis chapter 22. A unique thing this week as I looked at this chapter and I studied it. It's a story that we're all familiar with. It's something we all know all so well. It is something that we've all read probably a million times, whether it be in Sunday school as a child or maybe even just drinking our own faith. But Abraham is given a challenge here. I'm going to preach a little slower than I normally do, so y'all bear with me, okay? But he's presented with a challenge. He's presented with this difficult task. And, you know, oftentimes I hear people say, well, he showed a great deal of faith here. He trusted in the Lord, and he had faith, and he went forward and did what the Lord asked him to do. That being one of the main key factors is true, but here's the unique thing about this whole deal. Obedience. The Lord says, Abraham, I need you to do me a favor. Where are you at? What does he say? Here I am, Lord. So I want you to get Isaac. I want you to go up there on that mountain. And I want you to sacrifice him on a burnt offering. He doesn't even ask why. You ever notice that? There's no questioning. He does not question God at all. He gets together, he grabs his son, grabs two other guys, and says, let's go. And do you notice on the journey there, he doesn't say a word. Babe, where's the lamb? God will provide, son. He'll provide. Verse 8, and Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. Today went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham had built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here I am. Do you notice that every time when the Lord calls upon him, he says, here I am? He doesn't try to duck and hide, if you will. He doesn't try to avoid the inevitable. How many of us have ever tried to hide from God? What are you doing? Why are you doing the things that you're doing? It doesn't make sense. What is wrong with you? Oh, Lord, I just don't feel comfortable doing that. That's not my ministry. That's not where I feel like God uses me the most. However, God does use people in different areas of their own personal life, but the reality is, if we are always comfortable, we'll never say, here I am. It was obedience at that very moment that he says, you know what? I don't want you to run and hide. I want you to do what I simply ask you to do. And he gets together and he goes forth and he gets ready to slay his son. And the angel says, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here I am. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou do anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold him a ram caught in the thicket up by his horns. And Abraham took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son. Do you know Abraham was excited to see that ram in the bush? He was so excited that there was that God provided. How many times have we prayed for God to provide and God said, I need you to do certain things. I need you to fast. I want to tell y'all something. I hadn't shared this with nobody, but Carrie knows this. I have fasted. Not last night. I ate really good last night. I want to say it was Thursday. Thursday I fasted. My sugar never dropped. It got a little low a couple times, but I was smart enough to go eat something, get it up, enough to keep up. And I saw the Lord's face, and I'm not saying that I fasted so you can say, oh, our pastor fasted, how great is that? Because our Bible actually tells us not to do that, right? But I'm going to tell you what, I was starving last night. I get my plate, Carrie and I make spaghetti. Mike, I love spaghetti. I get my plate, and she weaves the fine china last night. Amen. Any of y'all know what fine china is? Amen. Now, we used that good china last night. We got that china out. I loaded my plate down. I got me a piece of cheese bread, Brother Mike. And I put it right there, and I looked at that plate, and I put me some Parmesan shredded cheese on top. I didn't use that powdery type ones. I used that good stuff. Did like that, put it on there. And I sat down and I thought, I'm just going to eat all of this. Four bites in, I was full. Four bites in. How many times in our life, we've only got just a few steps in and we're done. We've had enough. He's saying, I just need you to go a little further. I just need you to go the extra mile. I need you to just do one thing. I know it's difficult. I know it's hard. Because God will get your attention. Amen?
Amen.
He got mine. In such a real way. Abraham says, you know what? I'm not going to question you, Lord, but I'm going to do what you're asking me to do. The smallest son. And the word doesn't tell us this, but I can almost guarantee you the whole time he's thinking, God, I know that there's a reason for this, and I know you're going to provide a way out of this. The sooner the better. We've all been in those situations. God, I need a way out of this. I don't see the end of the tunnel. I'm not seeing the light. I'm not seeing the big picture. But there's got to be a way out of this. There's got to be. And if you ever notice, there's always a ram in the bush. Always. Sometimes we don't understand why he says, I want you to do the things that I'm calling you to do. And you don't understand what that thing is. You don't understand how to do it. Maybe it's saying, hey, I want you to step up and teach Sunday school. Maybe he's saying, hey, I want you to help. I want you to step up and be a missionary in the local mission fields. Because we have a lot of missions around here in just the Obion County area. Amen? Maybe it's just doing those things. Maybe it's just simplistic things. A lot of times when we think of missionaries, we think of foreign missions. We think of missions overseas. How many of you know that there are missions right here in the greater West Tennessee area? All around us. There are so many times that we look and God's saying, I need you to go. And you're thinking, God, okay, I don't know why I'm going. I don't know what I'm doing. But please. Provide. There's a song that I love so much. And it simply says this. I'll provide the sacrifice if you'll provide the fire. How true is that? How many times a day do we become a living sacrifice for the Lord? Ephesians chapter 5 says, be imitators of God and walk in love as beloved children. Offering yourself as Christ Jesus offered himself. A sweet aroma sacrifice. If we sacrifice ourselves, listen to me. If we can sacrifice ourselves, what are we missing? If we can't give a sacrifice of our own life, what are we missing? This series that we're going to start on Wednesday nights next week, not this week, It talks about just that. How many people are really devoted to Christ? How many people have made a confession, and how many people are truly followers? There's a difference there. A confession and following is not the same. Coming to church and making sacrifices are not the same. How many of us got up this morning and said, you know what, God, what can I give you today that I don't need in my life? What can I do? What can I give? What can I pour out? Because Abraham says, I'm just going to give you my only son. And he pulls the knife out. He's ready to do what God told him to do, what God instructed him to do. And he says, hold on a minute. Now that I see that you truly fear me, and that you truly love me, and that you're truly willing to do what you've been commanded to do, I'm going to provide. God is a provider. He's not going to cut us short. Parker, will you hand me that water right there, son? Please, sir.
This
can
stop.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, buddy. He's a God of miracles. Amen? He's a God of mercy. He's a God of grace. But He is a just God. He's a righteous God. And one day we're going to stand before Him and we're going to give an account for our life lived. How many of you realize that? We're going to stand before Him and we're going to give an account for our life lived. And we're not only going to give an account for our life lived, but for every word that comes out of this defiled mouth of ours. Remember in Isaiah as he grabs the hot coals and touches it to his lips and says, woe unto me, Lord, for I'm a man of an unclean lip. So many times in our lives, God says, I'm providing a way. If you would just quit being selfish, I'm going to step on some toes because this ran me over like a Mack truck this week. He's simply saying, I'm sick of selfish, self-seeking, self-admiring people who want their self-identity to be found in them and not in Christ Jesus. I had somebody tell me one time, I don't like the way you preach. So you're interfering with me. And as I began to watch this new series, or not the new series to me, but rewatching it and, you know, making notes and things, Brother Mike, yesterday, I noticed that pastor had that same problem. But his was a little different. They said, I don't like the way you preach because you're interfering with my life, and I don't want Jesus interfering with my life. I want to go to church. I want to give a little bit in the offering plate. I want to do what I know to do as a person so I can look like a good moral. Catch that. So I can look like a good, moral, upstanding person. But when it comes to sacrifice and obedience, the only thing obedient I need is from my children. Moms, dads, if your children don't respect you, they're not going to respect anyone else. And if you don't respect the Lord, you're not teaching them respect at all. That's a hard pill to swallow. We have so many times in our own personal lives that we fall short. Amen? For all of sin to fall short of the glory of God. If there be any man among you to say he was without sin, he is a liar. For we all fall. But obedience should come natural. Amen? We all have this idea that we're all obedient to the things of God. We all have this idea that if God said, I want you to pack up and move to Florida and plant a church. How many of us would actually say, okay, Lord, I'm going to pack up. I'm going to uproot my kids. We're going to move to Florida. I'm going to wing in a prayer and plant a church. Or if he said, you know what I want you to do? I want you to find an abandoned, an old house that's up for sale. It may need a little work, but I want you to find that house. I want you to take that house. I want you to remodel that house, and I want you to turn it into a homeless shelter. That ain't for me. I can't afford that. It's not in my budget. God will provide. If God has called you, He will equip you. Amen? If He will equip you, He will provide for you. I've got testimony after testimony that can prove that what I'm telling you this morning to be the fundamental characteristics of a true sovereign God. There are times in our lives where we fall and we fail, but God does not fail us. He has never left us nor forsaken us. He has never said, you know what, you're not doing enough to get it right, so I don't love you anymore. He loves us enough. He's just saying, I want you to be obedient. I want you to listen. I want you to pay attention. I want you to do the things you know to do. Amen? I ain't even started preaching yet. Y'all ready? I'll make it up for last week, part two. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son. What are you willing to offer up this morning? What are you willing to let go of? What are you willing to say, you know what, I'm tired of doing it my way. What are you willing to get rid of in your own personal walk with Christ? That you say, Lord, this is a hindrance. This is blocking me from being who you've called me to be. What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to sacrifice? That's the main question. That's the only question. You know, I thought to myself Monday as I sat and I pondered on questions that I didn't even have answers to yet. God, I know you've called me to preach. I know you've provided. Lord, I've been able to lead so many people to the Lord. It's been an amazing journey, Lord. And I know you're not done with me yet. He said, I just want you to be obedient. That's all I heard in my heart. Just be obedient. And this was the first thing I thought of as soon as I heard that in my heart. Just be obedient. What do you mean, just be obedient? Lord, anytime you act, son, shut up. Has the Lord ever told you to shut up? Christy, has the Lord ever told you to shut up? I know He's told me a time or two.
Timmy said definitely.
But when He said, just shut up, be quiet, listen. Be obedient. Delayed obedience is disobedience. Amen? He never said, I want you to be fundamentally correct. I want you to be politically correct. I want you to have it all together so when you stand before people, you can give them lectures on all the intellectual things of the world. He said, I want you to be set apart. I want you to be obedient. I don't want you to ask a bunch of questions because we question God a lot. Just be obedient. I don't know what that means in your life this morning. I know what it meant in mine. I don't know what that means in your walk every day. But I'm going to end with this. Be obedient. You will stand with me this morning.
Hey, it's Pastor Tom. I hope and pray this message touched your heart. And maybe even today you're asking yourself, do I know Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior? You know, oftentimes in life we find ourselves in the mix of life. And life is hard, it's difficult. But if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and today you say, you know what, I want to do that. I want to accept Jesus. I want to know Him on a more intimate level. If that's you, my friend, today I want to pray with you. Simply just pray this. Father God, I know I'm a sinner. I ask you to send Jesus to come and dwell in my heart and to be the Lord of my life. I know that I'm in need of a Savior, and without Him, I would be nothing. Amen. My friend, today, if you prayed that prayer, I want to hear from you. You can email me at PastorTomCrandall@gmail.com. I want to hear from you. I want to send you a Bible. I want to send you some information on how to continue to walk with Christ. I love you, my friend. All the angels in heaven are rejoicing with you. God bless you.